In the name of the God, whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is forever, fasting in the month of Ramadan or other than in the month of Ramadan is a great act of worship. We have seen it in our previous lectures that it enables a believer to reap huge harvests of spiritual benefits. However, all these benefits can only be reaped if fasting is done in the right manner, with the proper spirit. There are quite a few things which can cause the fast of a believer to be damaged, at times to be destroyed, to become a mere ritual which is completely bereft of any real genuine spirit. And therefore, even if somebody is fasting, if he is not doing it properly, then although he would remain hungry and thirsty, yet he will not be able to benefit properly from it. There are many hazards, there are many threats to fasting which one should be aware of. And if you are aware of those threats, you will be able to avoid them as best as you can. There is a great temptation while you're fasting, for example, that because you find that the time is not moving and you're feeling hungry and thirsty, you tend to get indulged in activities which are not desirable. At times, people talk to each other unnecessarily about topics which are not desirable. At times, they would backbite against people who are not present, which of course is a sin. And while you are fasting and doing this great exercise, you spoil the real proper effect and influence of it because of your indulgence in vain talks, in discussions which really should be normally be avoided, but more particularly during the time of fasting. Likewise, sometimes people indulge themselves in watching things which really need to be avoided by good believers even otherwise, but more particularly during the month of Ramadan, in order for the time to be spent while they're hungry and thirsty during fast, people tend to watch movies, which of course it causes their proper spirit of fasting to be affected. I'm not suggesting that entertainment is not allowed in Islam, but most certainly one has to be careful in that one doesn't indulge in anything which is immoral, which is obscene. Likewise, during fasting, there is a great danger that although you are hungry and thirsty, you may tell yourself that even if I am right now going through a difficult period, very shortly I'll get lots of things to eat and drink, and you start imagining the possibility of getting those dishes and those drinks at the time of iftar, thus not quite as much involving yourself in the spirit of fast as you are expected to. There is also great danger that while you are fasting, you are actually also eating more when you break the fast during the period when eating and drinking is allowed. Fasting is of course an exercise which requires you to discipline yourself, and therefore if you are suffering through hunger and thirst, it's because your God desires you to go through that process, that experience. But if you have planned that even if you are hungry for a certain part of the day, you will more than make up for it during the night time and eat more and more, that most certainly is something which would again affect the true quality of your fasts. Also, there are people who plan their month of Ramadan in a manner that they sleep for most part of the day and they remain awake for most part of the night, thus changing the timings of the manner they live during the month of Ramadan, so that they do not go through the experience of being hungry and thirsty during the time of fasting. I'm not suggesting that this act, this practice is completely illegitimate, but most certainly it deprives you of the true virtues of fasting. Also, there is a great danger that while we are fasting, we tend to be showing off to people by making gestures, by making statements, which even if they are not inclined to be mentioning your virtues and the manner you've fasted to others, yet they may give you a reason to believe, to let others also understand and feel about you that you've taken great pains to fast, and your fasting is going well, and their prayers are actually fantastic, and your experience is extremely important and exciting for others to know. All such mentions are actually in the category of riya, of showing off, which most certainly is another great threat to the proper way of fasting and going through the experience of the month of Ramadan. So, all in all, although fasting is really a feast of spiritual blessings, it is a great occasion for us to revive our spiritual strength and to become more strongly inclined to be faithful to God Almighty and whatever He has desired us to go through. Yet, this act of worship can actually be spoiled and ruined if the dangers are not taken care of and we do not face those threats properly. It is only through conscious understanding of the fact that there are threats that we'll be able to avoid them, and it is only through our proper inclination to please God during the month of Ramadan that we'll be able to get the maximum benefit out of it. May the Almighty enable us to avoid all the threats to our fasts during the month of Ramadan, and may He enable us to become good Muslims as a result of going through the fasting exercise in the month of Ramadan.